Good evening, and welcome to another 2 hours of Jewish Soul Music. I'm your host, Charlie Bernhout, and each week I try to bring a mixture of interesting Jewish music. Of course, you know that the second hour is strictly Chazonis. This is show number 134, and it's the January 9th edition, January 9th, 2012. As you probably have noticed on the index, I wanted you to take note that this is a new segment that I will be offering periodically. It's a one-hour program of music for women, by women. For women, by women. Very simply. Look, I have thousands of record. You know, I have 15,000 albums, and you know, if you figure 10,000, there's 8 selections on a recording. That's 80,000. So there are thousands of female recordings that I have in my private collection, and I have avoided generally playing the voice of a woman for quite a few years now. However, I had a discussion. What I did in the past, some of those of you who had listened to some of my older programs, towards the end of the hour, I would make an announcement. For those of you who are worried about Coley Shaw, shut the radio off. And you know, that alerted the listener and gave them that option. When I had a discussion with a rabbi, an Orthodox rabbi whose opinion I value, I said to him, "Rabbi, you know, I really don't know what to do about this. Isn't there some way?" And he said that doing it the way I had just mentioned, by saying, for those of you who are worried about Coley Shaw, shut the radio off, he said that was a very negative approach. And he was the one who suggested to me, look, very simply, do an hour for women, by women, and just don't get involved with Coley Shaw or whatever. So that's how this came about. And for those of you who are still listening, I hope that you will enjoy this this hour. And for those of you who will skip this and go to the second hour, okay, welcome to the second hour. So let me begin by playing this is a favorite singer of mine. You wouldn't know that because I've not really played her in this recent incarnation. Her name is Bas Sheva. She was born in 1925, and she died in 1960. Let's see, she was 35 years old. She was born Bernice Kurtzman to a wealthy and prominent Philadelphia family. She got her start singing in the Borscht circuit, the Borscht Belt of Catskill Mountains. She formally studied voice and developed an extremely powerful instrument with extraordinary dexterity. And in 1953, her very successful Soul of a People recording was issued. It was a collection of traditional Jewish songs. I'm going to play two selections to get this started. And some of you who are familiar with Bas Sheva, I'm sure that you're going to enjoy it. And for those of you who have not heard of Bas Sheva, I think you're going to really, really enjoy this. The first selection is Sheibona Beis Hamikdash, and this is Bas Sheva. Rotsa mi lafon nevo.
Yeah.
By the way, this is from a two CD set that was put out by our friend Velvo Pasternak at Tara Tara Records, and I know that it is available through Tara and also through Mendy Werdiger at Mostly Music, and it has recordings of Batsheva. We're going to hear Shandala. There's some Freda Oischer, Sophie Kurzer, and Perla Feig. And I did give Velville the records of Batsheva, Shandala, and Perla Feig for him to copy or to remaster for this recording. So I did have some involvement with it. So let's go to one more selection of Batsheva. And this is Seem Shalom, Batsheva.
Sim Shulai, Taiva Taiva Bracha. Sim Shulai, Sim Shulai, Taiva Taiva Bracha. Chaiva Chaiva Chesed, Chesed Bracha Mimuleinu. Yaakol Yisroel, Yisroel. Malacheinu avinu, kulanu ki echad, ve'yoy ponecha. Malacheinu avinu, kulanu ki echad, ve'yoy ponecha.
Batsheva with Seem Shalom. Let's go now to Shandala. Let me tell you a little bit about Shandala. She was born in 1916. She died in 1981. Oh, that's pretty young, at the age of 65. She was born Jean Gornish, and she was known as Shandala de Chazanta.
a cantor. She was believed to be the first woman to perform Jewish liturgical music. She was the daughter of a cantor, and her career flourished as she became well-known in her Philadelphia community. She appeared often at many charity events and on WPEN radio. So let's hear Rachel Mavakor Alboneha, and this is Shendela.
Oh, yeah, boy. Malachi Elohim, Maria Vakoyo.
That was a Shandala with Rachel Mavakor, Mavakor Al Boneha. Okay, in 1932, Shalom Secunda wrote a musical, Men Ken Leben Nor Men Lust Nicht. Okay, you're not familiar with that? Okay. in that musical, was the introduction of the song By Mir Bista Shane. By Me, You're Grand. And in 1937, the Andrews sisters recorded that, and they sold a million or more records. It was kind of weird in a way that here the Holocaust was just getting going, and Hitler has been was doing his dirty deeds, and that one of the most popular songs in America would be a Yiddish song by Mir Bista Shane. Okay, well, it's certainly appropriate. I think since we're playing for women by women, this will be the Andrews Sisters, By Mir Bista Shane.
Of all the boys I've known, and I've known some, until I first met you, I was lonesome. And when you came inside, dear, my heart grew light, and this old world seemed new to me. You're really swell, I have to admit you deserve expressions that really fit you. And so I've racked my brain hoping to explain all the things that you do to me. By me, Mr. Shane, please let me explain. By me, Mr. Shane, means you're grand. By me, Mr. Shane, again I'll explain. It means you're the fairest in the land. I could say Bella, Bella, even Sevender Bar. Each language only helps me tell you how grand you are. So kiss me and say you understand. By me, Mr. Shane, you've heard it all before, but let me try to explain. By me, Mr. Shane means that you're grand. By me, Mr. Shane, it's such an old refrain, and yet I should explain. It means I am begging for your hand. I could say Bella, Bella, even Sevenderbar. Each language only helps me tell you how grand you are.
Okay, that was the Andrews Sisters, 1937, a few years back. Okay, one of the most popular Yiddish theater songs was Bells. It expressed the longing for hometowns in Eastern Europe The music is by Alexander Olshanetsky, who died in 1946. It starts out, "Tell me, old man, tell me quickly, because I want to know everything now. How does the little house look that once sparkled?" And then the refrain goes, "Bells, my little town bells, my little home where I spent my childhood years. Bells, my little town bells, in the poor little house where I laughed with all the children. Every Shabbos, I'd run to read by the river. Bells, my little town bells, my little home where I had so many beautiful dreams." And it will be, yes, the Barry Sisters. you know the Barry Sisters, of course, with Bells.
Bells, mein steht alle Bells, mein Heim alle Wiener hob meine Kinder schön war verbrannt. Steht alle Bells, in Ruhe im Stieb alle Chmiel, alle Kinder lech dort gelacht. Bei jeden Schabbis pfleg ich laufen dort mit der Trinne gleich, sitzen hinter dem grünen Bäumele, leinen bei dem Tag. Mein steht alle Bäume, mein Heim alle Shame if I love
The Barry Sisters, and this album was recorded in 1959. That's 53 years ago now. You were in a new year. I forgot we were in 2012. Oh, wow. The next selection will be one more. It's a quickie. Barry Sisters, Shane V.D. Lavuna, As Beautiful as the Moon, As Radiant as the Stars. Shane V.D. Lavuna.
Shane V.D. Lavuna,
herzige Schiff. Mein Glück hab ich gewinnen, wenn ich hab dich gefunden. Scheinst wie tausend Sinnen, hast mein Herz verglüht. Deine zähnlich weiße Perle mit deinen schönen Augen, deine kindlich, deine Herle, hast mich zu gezeugen, scheine wie die Lebune, mächtig wie die Sterne. In die Himmel am Atune bist die mir zu geschehen. Mein Glück hab ich gewinnen, wenn ich hab dich gefunden. Deine zähnlich weiße Perle mit deinen schönen Augen, deine zähnlich, deine Herle mit deinen schönen Augen, was die mir dann sieg, so ich schön mit dir wohne.
Okay, the Barry Sisters. I'm sure we'll hear more from them in the future. Let's go to an Israeli, a Yemenite Israeli singer. She was born in 1923. In 1924, she moved to Eretz Yisrael with her family, and she was a known as the Queen of Hebrew Music. I should get the a translation of Koloniot. I think it's poppies or something like that. I'll try to get it for you. But this is Shoshana Damari with her famous Koloniot.
Kalaniyot adam dammo tadamoniyo Kalaniyo Kalaniyo Kalaniyot metullalo einaniyo Haerev ba shkina bahar yokede ani hole met verot ena aga yana raktana yorede uvesh kalani otlo et aga et aprahim litzrorit ella keitla ubashvili mohammit kasim batal Ima ineh bezed vekoret la Habiti maheve ilach basar Kalaniyo 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 tadam dammo tadamoniyo Kalaniyo Kalaniyo, kalaniyo tmetullalo heinaniyo. Shkiyot bahar tivar naviti אבל קלניות תמיד תפרחנה סופות לרוב תהומה ותסערנה אבל קלניות תמיד תבערנה קלניות אדם דמות אדמוניות קלניות מטוללות
Shoshana Damari. We'll hear one more selection, but this was anemones. I thought they were petunias. I don't know my flowers, but anemones, and it was recorded first in 1948, a few years back. I was listening to this, I was thinking about, I don't know if it was 8 or 10 years ago, when she was in her mid to late 70s, she appeared at Carnegie Hall. It was a mixture of Israeli singers. I forgot what it was a cause, perhaps for the IDF, but she came out, and there was a modest applause, and she looked around and she raised her hands, you know, and she looked, and then okay, then everybody really gave her a tremendous round of applause, but she was great, and she sang the Kalaniyot, and the whole audience sort of joined in with the refrain, and it was very, very beautiful, really, really something interesting. Okay, a quick one. This is Orcha Bamidbar, and it's a caravan in the desert. Another selection by Shoshana Damari.
sebo raka khula wa ho yate hive mi de barne lo mi sho ora ha ora du mamma na kede mut hallo mi sha mu fara utli lole yo gada ka Mali ma posi beno fatu dinedan ze shirahan do shatokuza ah Beno fatu yam minu sabo raka hola vaho yate hive mi de barele lo mi sho ora ha ovra du mamma na kide mut hallo mi sho Mali ma posi beno fatu dinedan se shirahan do shatokuza
Okay, Orcha Bamidbar, the caravan in the desert. Well, that was Orcha Bamidbar by Shoshana Damari. We'll next hear Deborah Kochko-Gray. And if you're familiar with great cantors of the past, you'll know the name Kochko. And I believe she's the fourth generation in the family singing Chazanis. We're going to hear her singing Lu Yehi. This is Deborah Kochko-Gray with Lu Yehi.
Od yesh mi fras lavan beofek mul anan shachur kaved kol shenevakesh lu yehi ve'im b'chalonot ha'erev od nerod ha'chag ro'ed kol shenevakesh
Thank you.
Let it be. Let it be. Our next selection will be sung by Shuli Natan. She was born in 1947. This is a classic of hers, Yerushalayim Shel Zahav. Shuli Natan.
Avir harim tzalul kayayin Bereyach oranim Nisa beruach harabayim Im kol ba'amonim Uvetardemat ilan ba'even Shvuya ba'chaloma Ha'ir asher badad yoshevet
Shel nechoshet ve shel or, halo lechol
Shuli Natan with her classic Yerushalayim Shel Zahav. Well, our next performer, our next singer, had a very tragic life. She was born in 1957 and she died in the year 2000 at the age of 43. And it was AIDS-related pneumonia. And she died very, very young. This selection we'll be hearing is Chai, Alive. It's from the pre-Eurovision contest of 1983. And she recorded this at the age of 26. She was 26 years old when she recorded this. So let's hear Ofer Chazah with Chai.
Shal echai, ani od chai, ushtei enai, od nisaot laor, rabim chochai, ach gam prachai, ulefanai, shanim rabot misvor, ani shoel.
Well, Chai, yes, and as I mentioned, she died in the year 2000. Her husband died in the year later, in 2001, and he said that she became infected as a result of a blood transfusion in a hospital following a miscarriage. Okay, very tragic, very, very tragic. Okay, we have time for one more selection, and this is, as you note, the first edition of For Women, By Women. It will be interesting to hear some of your comments about this, and I know there will be. Okay, this is Ilanit with her classic Eretz, Ilanit.
ארץ 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 תחול עיניו והשמש לה כדבש וחלב ארץ בה נולדנו ארץ בה נחיה ונשב בה יהיה מה שיהיה ארץ שנוהב הילן בדרום חולות ומזרח למערב נושק גבולות ארץ שנוהב הילנו אמבב ארץ של העם ארץ לעולם ארץ בה נולדנו ארץ בה נחיה יהיה מה ש
That was Ilanit, born in 1947 in Tel Aviv. Her actual name is Hannah Dresner Tzach, and she represented Israel twice in the Eurovision Song Festival, and she certainly is a very, very popular singer in Israel. Okay, this is the end of the first hour. As I mentioned, this is the first edition of Four Women by Women, and as I mentioned, there are just so many thousands of recordings that I have of women, and I want to share that with the women in the audience and others, if so be it. Thank you so much for joining with me this first hour, and stay tuned for the next hour of Chazones coming right up.